Sappho. Fragments of her poems exist, a line, sometimes eight, one scrap found stuffed in the mouth of a mummified cat. Let's say we know this as we know the cat once roamed light-footed. Let's say through a garden of hyacinth and violets, inking between the legs of guests, sheer linen dressed dancers, lute players, everyone drunk. In one jump, the cat lands on a whitewashed wall between shards of broken glass on a cliff giving way to the sea. Its silver-rimmed eyes reflect the tincture of moonlight off water, a lucency that also falls through the branches of a fig tree into the room of two women. The older one mouths something to herself over the young one's white breasts, something like, "Let me see this forever," before she cries for the simple way the breasts darken as the shadows shift. The young lover, who will leave by morning, turns toward the wall, offers only her hair, a dark, a tangled nest the aging woman will remember and later call, despite the absence of light, the evening star. What kind of creature does this? Reinvents the body despite the body's rejection? Imagines dust and debris of love's collapse to be great arms in the bed of the sky, who gathers from hair constellations, feeding them to the hungry strays that call through the night air.